Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Starts with the big story of the morning, which kind of has come and gone as quickly as you like, really. So there's reports overnight from Saudi Arabia that Al Ittihad are making a £60 million Mohamed Salah approach. And a source close to the player also said that Salah will be offered £155 million in wages over two seasons. Now, I suppose to begin with, Neil, that was a non-starter. In terms of the figures there for Liverpool's perspective, that was a non-starter from the outset, wasn't it?
You would think so. I mean, there's a bit of a... I know a lot of people would look at Fabinho going and saying, well, the age of the player and, you know, nobody's off limits. And I think we've said that. But I think there's a difference between getting that kind of money for Fabinho to getting that kind of money for Mo Salah and, you know, try and replace Mo Salah for €60 million. You know, it's hard enough replacing Fabinho for 40. Try and do it for Mo Salah, who's, you know, Liverpool's most important player. Mm-hmm. There's certainly three. I think Alisson, Trent, Salah are the three sort of gems, Van Dijk probably as well, that Liverpool really wouldn't want to be doing without at any time. So, yeah, from a Liverpool point of view, I think that the fact that, or the idea of letting him go any time, but certainly in August, on the eve of the season, I think would be a non-starter, certainly at that kind of money, well, €60 million, yeah, it doesn't get you on much in this day and age, does it?
No, we've already seen Liverpool's plans be thrown into disarray somewhat by losing Fabinho and Henderson. We've already seen sort of the after effects of that, if you like, about we're sort of still scrambling around to try and find the replacements now for the money that we have got in. And yeah, we're not in the market or the world whereby we're selling Salah on the eve of the season, like you say. But like I said, Salah's agent, Rami Abbas Issa, has already come out and dismissed the suggestion. He's actually tweeted, "If we considered leaving LFC this year, we would not have renewed the contract last summer. Mohamed remains committed to LFC." So you kind of touched upon it there. It would have to be eye-watering bids. But it's good, I guess, to see that sort of commitment, because we joked off air, whenever Salah's agent used to come out and say anything, we were always like, oh, here we go again. Now, I think the fan base got a little bit fed up, actually, in many ways, because he was kind of orchestrating the furore around him potentially leaving at one point. But now, to see this side of things, that's a huge positive.
I think so. And to see that this tweet isn't a sort of an eyes emoji or a sort of a face palm or something where, you know, that like, tended to be his MO, didn't it? It was cryptic. It was the word that often was used around his tweets, that this is pretty non-cryptic, isn't it? This is as explicit as you can get, really. So I think, look, I think there's an appreciation. Obviously, the Saudi stuff has changed the world a little bit, or a lot in football. But I think there's an appreciation from Salah's camp, from Liverpool. Look, a lot of stuff was moved, really, to get Mo Salah this contract. You know, he was given this three-year deal on incredible wages. Liverpool made a huge effort to keep him, to make him feel part. He's obviously even more central to the team now. You know, I don't believe that there was really that much of an issue, but there was obviously the talk that Sadio and him, there was kind of, you know, there was a... who was higher up in the hierarchy type of thing. There's no question about that now. Mo Salah's Liverpool's star man, isn't he? Star forward. You know, there's no sort of idea of anyone else being in
in that position. He's the one guaranteed starter in the forward line. You know, that's something I wrote about last week. So of course Liverpool have been good to him, good for him as well. You know, he's been brilliant for Liverpool, but Liverpool have been good for him. They've given him a chance to play at the top level. They've given him a chance to, you know, win golden boots and, you know, win the Premier League and the Champions League and, you know, elevate himself to the level of being a world star. I think there's still an appreciation of that, even if we're talking off air about the kind of money that's being offered. You know, what was the suggestion? 155 million over two seasons. It's crazy, you know, to think about. But I think there's something more at play for certain players, and certainly for players who are still or are in that elite bracket and intend to stay in there. I think there's a difference between a Jordan Henderson going there who maybe thinks, well, my career is going in a certain direction or is likely to go in a certain direction. I think Fabinho comes into that category. Roberto Firmino probably comes into that category as well. I think for those players that are in that elite bracket, I think there's still a need and a desire. And we've seen it with Kylian Mbappe at the moment, aren't we? You know, he was suggested as a target and was quickly squashed. There's still that feeling that now the place to be for that sort of prestige right now is in Europe, you know, hopefully getting back into the Champions League. And I think there's probably an element of personal pride in regards to that for someone like Salah, that, you know, they've been part of a team that's dropped out of the Champions League. They'd love to be a part of a team that goes and gets back into it and you know, sort of rights that wrong, if you like. So, I didn't see Jordan Henderson leaving Liverpool this summer for Saudi Arabia. I probably didn't see Fabinho leaving Liverpool this summer, full stop, but certainly not for Saudi Arabia. So you couldn't rule anything out with what's going on. You know, Sadio's just gone there. Other players are going to go there. Frank Kessier's just gone there. There's so many other players that are heading over there. I'd be surprised if Mo Salah was there, certainly this summer.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
No, I agree, and I think you're right. Even though the Saudi stuff has massively changed the landscape, what's going on in the world, it does still show you that, and it speaks to sort of Salah's commitment to himself, of course, and of course to Liverpool. But I think the aspirations, as you say, to be among the elite bracket and to be one of the best in the world again, because he was regarded as that for a long period. He had that time, obviously, a couple of seasons ago whereby he was untouchable, quite frankly. He was probably the best in the world for a bit, and he clearly wants to get back there, and he clearly sees the only place to do that is at Liverpool. He doesn't have aspirations of going anywhere else, because I think as much as the Saudi League is up and coming, and there's no two ways about it. Like, I seen Gareth Southgate last week talking about Henderson, how it doesn't really matter where he's playing, and you just think it really does. It really does. Of course it does. So
yeah, you're right about the Southgate and Henderson stuff. I read those comments and thought, well, we'll see, because, you know, if you talk about Southgate picking players who aren't in form for their clubs, how does he know if Henderson's in form? You know,
what is form there?
Yeah, what is form? Yeah. You know, how does that transfer? You know, obviously you can make, you have certain players who are reliable characters, and you know they'll be training well and be doing everything. But it's there's so much unknown, isn't there? The level, the type of football he's playing, the and there's also the sort of potential reaction to him if he plays at Wembley and things like that. So Saudi Arabia, it's going to be really interesting to watch. I think it unfold competitively, the league, because there's obviously some great players there mixed in with some obviously less than great players. So it's going to be interesting to see quite how sort of quickly it gets into a competitive level league. I mean, you've seen it obviously hasn't been put quite as, or it didn't move quite as quickly that forward, but you see like MLS, it's taken MLS a long, long time to get to a level where people say, actually, do you know what, like this is a good league that you can get competitive football in, and it's tough to play in. I mean, they're trying to do it on speed a little bit, aren't they, in terms of the Saudi league. They're trying to really sort of accelerate that. It'll be interesting to see. But from Salah's point of view, I think that there is the point that Rami Abbas makes there is, he could have been a free agent this year very easily. I think Liverpool probably would have sold him last year if he made it clear he wasn't signing a new deal. But he could, if that was his aim, he could have already been gone. He could have been already sort of available in that. So he made the decision to stay at Liverpool, where he was wanted, where he was appreciated, where he's central to the team. I don't think that's going to change in the next, three weeks.
No.
Let's hope from Liverpool's point of view that it doesn't, because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about in terms of concerns already about the makeup of a squad and a team. You don't want to be having to look at finding a replacement for your greatest player of the sort of the last 10 years.
No, you think there's enough angst amongst the fan base as it is?
I'm just imagining the hashtags if Liverpool put out that they've accepted the bid for Mo Salah.
Million, could you imagine?
Yeah, absolutely.
God, doesn't bear thinking about. Just finally on the Salah thing, we've kind of touched upon Saudi there, and it's not going away. I think that's for certain. We know that it's a completely different proposition altogether than things like this we've seen in the past, China and stuff like that. But I think the Salah one is particularly interesting because I think he would be the most marquee of marquee signings that the Saudi Pro League could make, which is why this interest was kind of expected. Nobody's really shocked by it, let's put it that way. Yeah. But I think you touched upon it there. Liverpool might have sold Mohamed Salah had he not signed that contract recently. And this time next year, he'll be into the final year of his deal again. So Liverpool are likely to face this situation once again, you would imagine. And you'd imagine also it might be a different answer next time around, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, I'm going to bring in the Discord question from, there's a guy
the
at
contract,
the bottom.
Right, go for
yeah,
it,
about
yes.
The contract. I mean, I think it feeds into that, doesn't it, a little bit? From Discord question with Paolo about, curious about contract extensions that are key ones expiring. And it's not just Salah, there's Van Dijk, there's Trent. Does the Saudi stuff impact on that? I think it does. Maybe not with someone like Trent, who's in the peak of his career, who's obviously Liverpool centric player.
Just been made vice-captain as
just
well.
Just been made vice-captain. I think sees his next 5 years, his next contract being at Liverpool. But when you've got players, Salah, Van Dijk, obviously I don't expect Joel Matip and Thiago to extend their contract, but if you were thinking about extending those players, this, of course, it impacts, because they're thinking, well, I'm 32, 33. I've got that there. You're going to have to make me a hell of an offer, really. And I think possibly that was a bit of Roberto Firmino. Mm-hmm. In the last few months, that maybe he's looked and thought, well, that might have been a good offer in a normal situation, but I think there's better offers around the corner. So I think it does impact. I think Salah's one is particularly interesting because obviously there was so much, you say, furore really around him extending his deal. There was so much angst among supporters, and we're not far off that point again, are we? Especially if he has another good season, which chances are he will. Yeah. In terms of goals and assists, I don't expect him to sort of go off a cliff anytime. So that is an interesting one because he's probably the one that you'd make the exception for in his 30s. You'd probably look at and say, well, you can still depend on him for 2 more years, 3 more years potentially. But that spectre looms, doesn't it? That it's not just now your Paris Saint-Germain or Real Madrid who are looking to bring these players in. It's now this sort of extra option the players have at all stages of the career, but in particular when they're in that out of contract status or that late their 30s, Liverpool have got to start thinking about it. That regardless, even if he was to sign another contract, Liverpool have still got to start thinking about the day when Mo Salah leaves. And I think it would be a difficult negotiation. To go to Paolo's question, sorry, he says, are any extensions expected soon? I think Trent would be the priority in that regard. You know, he's into the final 2 years of his contract. He's obviously of an age where his peak years here or are coming. Liverpool need to get that done. I think giving him the captaincy was a signal of intent that, look, we see you being here for the foreseeable. Mm-hmm. So I expect that one to be sort of top of the priorities list. Maybe wait until the window's closed, because I think there's still plenty to do there. But I think you'd expect to see some movement on Trent in the next, you know, well, before Christmas. Mm. You would be saying that you'd expect Liverpool to be looking to tie him down, because he is probably the one player who almost every club in Europe, if there was a possibility, would take advantage of that. You know, if Liverpool dropped the ball on that one and didn't make him an offer or let it go too long or upset him, I think there'd be every single club in Europe would be looking to get him. I don't know if there's anyone else really in their squad. Maybe Alisson, but even then, he's a goalkeeper and clubs have goalkeepers. I think Trent's the one that, you know, he's the prized asset, if you want to call it that. I think he'd be top of the list. Van Dijk, I think obviously Van Dijk, Liverpool would like to keep him. I think big season for him. You know, he's got to get back to a level. I don't think he was terrible last season, but he dropped off a bit. There's obviously some concerns about his age and the injury that he's had, and maybe a drop off physically, possibly. But I think sort of Van Dijk's attributes, the fact that he's so good in the air, the fact that he's sort of, you know, he's not a sprinter into spaces. He's a reader, isn't he? And he sits off. I think it means you can make a fair guess that he'll play into his mid-30s at a high level as a centre-back. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was an extension on the table there. But yeah, the Saudi thing is fascinating, because, you know, what you might think is a great proposal for a player, all of a sudden, when you're talking about $155 million over two seasons, suddenly looks like you're offering him a tenner, doesn't it? So it is going to be really interesting for any club, not just Liverpool, who are looking to extend key players' contracts, you know, because there is this sort of mud in the water a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a game changer. And we often just sort of refer to players getting to that stage of their career and sort of after one last payday. Well, this is one last payday times 1,000 in some aspects. So yeah, you can't really blame clubs for sort of standing firm and saying to the likes of Firmino, listen, this is what we're prepared to offer you. And he's looking at it going, well, I know for a fact that I can get double that, treble that, you know, in a different place altogether. And just before we move on from the Saudi stuff, I wanted to touch upon one final thing. And for me, it's a really interesting element of all this, actually. It's the fact that the Saudi transfer window closes a week after the Premier League window. That must be terrifying for Man United. I know Jurgen Klopp has spoke about it already recently, but that must be a terrifying proposition, because you could have everything in order. And I think the main point here is, and we've seen it a little bit with this Salah stuff, is that the clubs are sounding out the agents and the players before they're sounding out the club. So if you get a Fabinho or a Henderson situation whereby Thiago, for example, goes to Liverpool on September the 4th and says, I've been offered XYZ by XYZ club, I want to go, what do you do? Like,
I mean, Liverpool had a similar situation with Coutinho, didn't they? 2017, I think that they made that effort, and we, I think well-intentioned, to stop the transfer window when the season started, because they didn't want that disruption within the Premier League. And what happened was La Liga was still going, wasn't it? And Liverpool ended up in a situation where they had Coutinho wanting out when they physically couldn't have replaced him. So I think that is a major concern, not just for Liverpool, for every club. I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm thinking sort of very base level. Can you have this kind of meeting, squad meeting, and says, listen, guys, right, you know, forget it. Basically, if you want to leave, you have to tell me before this, because we cannot be doing this kind of thing. Are Liverpool able to do that? How unhappy does a player remain if they get refused that Saudi move? Coutinho, I mean, I mentioned Coutinho, he came back and played for Liverpool, captain Liverpool, and played really well, actually, after that sort of sulk. But it is definitely a concern, you know, because we've seen, really, haven't we, that nobody's sort of deemed off limits. You know, there's nobody that they think we can't get. You know, there are some that have said no, and there are some that will continue to say no, and some maybe you think, well, it doesn't make any sense for them to go there. But there's a lot who'll see that and can't turn down that, and there's a lot of agents who'll be saying, well, what do you want from me? I'm your agent. This is, you know, my job is to get you the best deal. You can't get a better deal than this. So it is a concern. I know Jürgen said something like they need to do something. You know, the authorities, I'm not sure what they can do. You know, bar extending the window, but even that doesn't really, you know, it gives clubs a chance to react, but it also creates even more chaos, doesn't it? If the knock-on effect is, you know, you could get a situation where the knock-on effect actually affects Liverpool because clubs lose a player and try and sign theirs or don't sign theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot of chaos being caused by this Saudi rise, and you know, I think a lot of people will sort of say boo-hoo for the Premier League. You know, yeah, welcome to the real world. You know, this is where Serie A and the Bundesliga and Ligue 1 have been suffering at the Premier League's hands many, many times in the past. You know, that we've seen a lot of, we see the coverage of deadline day in this country and how exciting it is when Tottenham or West Ham or whoever are going and plucking where the Bremen's best player or you know, Lyon's best player. Yeah. We don't consider it then, but now the shoe's a little bit on the other foot, isn't it? I think there are going to be some sort of more surprise departures, I think, from the Premier League. And yeah, it means another week's worth of these shows anyway.
Yeah, think about it in that sense. Yeah, content-wise, we do okay. But I think you're right. I think it's going to be fascinating to see sort of when our deadline passes, what goes on. Hopefully it doesn't affect Liverpool, but I would not be surprised in any way, shape or form if a big name has his head turned by that Saudi money after our deadline. And what can a club do about it then? It's very difficult, isn't it?
It is very difficult. And, you know, I think Jürgen obviously always has this sort of idea that players make a commitment, you know, a bond for the season almost, don't they? And he's always said, we never force a player out if he doesn't want to go. You know, they'd never say late in the window, sorry, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, we can't turn down that bid. It tends to be player-led. But I think it would be difficult now to sort of to state your life that commitment's going to stand, you know, when there's this kind of money on offer, yeah. these kind of offers, coming in. And it also just feels a bit so scattergun, doesn't it? It feels like, you know, they're almost out for 50 players, each club's out after 50 players, and it's just who says yes, almost. It's that kind of thing. So it can move really quickly. And, you know, you saw how suddenly Sadio Mane just ends up going over there. Obviously, we saw how quickly it emerged that Jordan Henderson, Fabinho, Riyad Mahrez, you know, big players. You know, I know they're sort of, they're all the ones I've mentioned there are sort of tail end of their careers or at least close to, but they're still big players in the Premier League and they're big names that have departed. And yeah, you know, I'm sure there'll be a few more at the very least, you know, having a decision to make.
Yeah, definitely. It looks like Mohamed Salah has reaffirmed his commitment to the Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp's mantra for the season here, which is obviously good news, and hopefully that remains the case for the foreseeable. Hey everyone, thanks for checking out my conversation with the brilliant Neil Jones. If you want to check out the rest of Journo Insight, where we spoke about Romeo Lavia, Ryan Gravenberch and Tchouaméni, then make sure you head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a captain or a legend, and you'll get that show in full.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.